Appendix C, Air Defense Capabilities. Air Defense Functional Overview. Ground-based air defenses are ubiquitous throughout the People's Liberation Army Army, PLAA, attempting to offset shortfalls in joint air power. Experiences from Allied air power during the Korean War and careful observation of the effects of joint air power during Operation Desert Storm profoundly influenced the People's Liberation Army's, PLA's, belief in air defense as a critical battlefield capability. Every maneuver formation larger than a company fields an organic air defense capability, and larger organizations employ a mixture of air defense systems to create a combined arms effect. Mass and depth are the operative words for PLAA air defense. Most of its short-range systems are relatively primitive and lack capability against modern air threats. They are, however, deployed very densely and broadly across the battlefield, creating a deterrent effect against low-altitude air threats. Medium and long-range systems are significantly more lethal, capable of standing off against advanced air threats at any altitude. Man-portable air defense systems, MANPADS, and heavy machine guns are fielded in the battalion's firepower company, and a mixture of self-propelled anti-aircraft guns, SPAGs, towed guns, and short-range infrared surface-to-air missile, SAM, systems, some medium-range radar systems, and a sensor and command component comprise the brigade's air defense battalion. Group Army Air Defense Brigades mix gun systems, short-range infrared missile systems, and medium-range radar missile systems. Air Defense Brigades also add an electronic air defense battalion that employs a variety of electronic warfare systems focused on defeating or neutralizing the enemy air threat. PLAA systems may or may not be fully digitally integrated into a wider integrated air defense system, IADS. Army units have the capability for digital integration all the way down to individual gun or missile teams, but it is not clear if this capability is fielded. Procedural controls such as airspace control measures and weapon control statuses are likely the dominant methods of fire control for most PLAA air defense units, excepting the medium-range SAM units. Longer-range SAM systems are operated by the People's Liberation Army Air Force, PLAF, as part of a nationwide IADS. PLAF long-range SAM battalions are fully digitally integrated and likely centrally controlled by theater commands in cooperation with fixed-wing defensive counter-air operations. Medium-range SAM units are also operated by the PLAF, used either to defend long-range systems from oblique or pop-up attacks, or to bridge gaps in SAM coverage. The PLAF envisions its long-range SAM systems as wide-area denial weapons, able to deny the use of airspace to enemy aircraft and create air superiority, or at least air parity, from the ground. These systems employ advanced counter-precision guided munitions and electronic counter-countermeasures, along with a variety of interceptor types and advanced networked sensors. Air Defense Equipment Overview. PLAA air defense capabilities are primarily comprised of guns, towed, self-propelled, and hybrid, and missile systems that range from man-portable to long-range. Note: the equipment overview provided in this appendix is not intended to be exhaustive, but rather to introduce the most widely employed variants of major equipment types used by the PLA. Towed guns. The PG-87 is the most widespread towed anti-aircraft gun in the PLAA's inventory, with several thousand units equipping light combined arms brigades, reserve units, and militia units. The PG-87 is an upgunned variant of the widely proliferated Soviet Zu-23, first fielded in 1960. PLAA variants employ two barrels firing 25mm ammunition, in contrast to the Soviet 23mm, giving Chinese weapons increased range and lethality. The PG-87 was further upgraded with enhanced targeting, including an infrared sight and fire control radar, improved training and direction mechanisms, and larger ammunition magazines. The PG-87 can fire a variety of ammunition types, including high explosive, armor-piercing, and tracer. The PG-87's range is limited to 2 kilometers, but it is lethal against aerial targets of all types that enter its engagement envelope. The PLAA also employs its PG-87 guns in direct fire mode against ground targets. Its 25mm ammunition has similar performance to infantry fighting vehicle IFV autocannons in this role. The PG-99 is a newer towed twin 35mm system, likely derived from the Oerlikon GDF family of guns. The PG-99 makes use of a variety of different search and tracking sensors, including an electro-optical visual sensor, a laser rangefinder, and digital integration with supporting radars. Traverse and elevation are rapid and mechanically assisted, and the gun has excellent mobility. Its emplacement time is less than 2 minutes. The PG-99 can fire high-explosive, incendiary, and armor-piercing rounds past 4 kilometers, and it can also engage ground targets, including light-armored vehicles. The PG-99's gun system is also the primary weapon for many of the PLAA's SPAGs and hybrid systems, simplifying sustainment and crew training requirements. Self-propelled guns and hybrid systems. The PGZ-04 PGZ-04A marries the ubiquitous ZBD-04 Armored Personnel Carrier APC chassis with 4 25mm autocannons taken from the PG-87 towed gun and 4 QW-2 short-range infrared missiles, creating a mobile protected short-range air defense SHORAD platform. The PGZ-04 enjoys the same protection as its APC and IFV counterparts, and it likely has comparable mobility. Its sensor suite includes the same electro-optical, infrared, and laser rangefinder as the PLAA's towed guns, and it adds a short-range, low-altitude search radar. The 25mm guns have a range of around 2 kilometers, while the QW-2 missiles can reach out to 6 kilometers. Firing doctrine likely instructs crews to employ guns against low and slow targets, such as unmanned aircraft, reserving the missiles for standing off more dangerous high-performance threats, such as helicopters. Crews train to employ the 25mm guns against ground targets as well. The combination of the advanced electro-optical infrared sensor and the 4 autocannons likely make the PGZ-04 a particularly effective ground support system. The PGZ-07 PGZ-09 is a heavy SPAG built on the PLZ-05 chassis. It mates the 35mm gun from the PG-99 towed system with a short-range radar system. The PGZ-09 may also employ short-range infrared missiles, likely the same QW-2 as the PGZ-04, though this is unconfirmed. The 35mm guns employ a variety of ammunition types out past 4 kilometers, and they can also engage ground targets. The firepower of the PGZ-09's guns, in a direct fire role, surpasses nearly every existing IFV. The PGZ-07s complement the PGZ-04s in the Heavy Combined Arms Brigade's Air Defense Battalion, and they are also fielded in the Air Defense Brigade. Man-portable missile systems. The HN-5 is China's first man-pads, developed from the early variants of the Soviet 9K-32 Strela II. China was late in developing man-pads as compared to the U.S. and the Soviets, and by the time the HN-5 reached operational status, it was already obsolete. Upgraded variants were produced throughout the 1980s and 1990s, including an all-aspect version, though these too are now largely ineffective against modern countermeasures. The HN-5 claims a range of 4 kilometers, but this distance is significantly limited by aspect angle. HN-5 variants are employed as man-pack weapons and mounted on tactical vehicles of all types, particularly light-wheeled vehicles, mated with digital electro-optical fire control sensors. The remaining HN-5, HN-5A, HN-5B rounds are employed by reserve and militia units, and they may still effectively engage larger unmanned platforms or older military aircraft that lack modernized man-pads countermeasures. The FN-6 is a reverse-engineered copy of the European Mistral system. Though technically still a man-pads, the FN-6 is a heavier and more powerful missile than most man-pads, and it is best suited for use on vehicle-mounted platforms or from stabilized ground positions. The PLAA employs FN6 variants on a wide variety of vehicles, most notably the FN6A. The FN6A combines the infrared missile with a heavy machine gun on a light tactical vehicle chassis, mimicking the U.S. Army's ANTWQ-1 Avenger SHORAD platform. It is likely that most future SHORAD vehicles will employ the FN6 and evolved variants, such as the FN16, as either a dedicated SHORAD system or a bolt-on option, as required. The FN6 is an all-aspect weapon with a range of more than 6 kilometers. The QW-1, QW-2 are the PLAA's newest and most advanced manpads. They are likely reverse-engineered or rough copies of the Russian 9K310 IGLA-1 system. Each is a lightweight, shoulder-fired system with an advanced infrared seeker and continuously upgraded countermeasures. The newer QW-2 has been upgraded to increase its performance against very low and fast-moving targets, potentially giving it a counter-cruise missile capability. The QW series is also mounted on a vast array of vehicles, ranging from light-wheeled systems to heavy armored systems. Most of these systems employ only visual and infrared sensors, though some integrate short-range radars. QW series missiles have a range of roughly 6 kilometers. Chinese MANPAD systems are enabled by an advanced command and control system called Smart Hunter. This system includes an advanced short-range radar, identification of friend and foe capability, and network backbone to support decentralized operations by MANPAD's teams. Smart Hunter is vehicle-mounted and tactically mobile, able to provide a high-quality air defense sensor and fire control support in advanced or austere areas. Short-range missile systems. The HQ-6D is a short-range system that combines a semi-active radar homing interceptor, derived from the U.S. AIM-7 Sparrow, and a truck-mounted transporter erector launcher, TEL. An HQ-6D battery includes a medium-range surveillance radar, tracking radars, and up to 8 TELs, each with 4 ready missiles. The HQ-6D is less lethal and less survivable than more modern active radar homing systems, but it is still used for point defense missions against low-flying aircraft and cruise missiles. Evolved versions can be centrally controlled at the battalion echelon, and they can be integrated into a theater IADS. The HQ-6D's interceptor has a slant range of roughly 18 kilometers. The HQ-6D is the primary short-range system employed by the PLAF. The HQ-7 is a widely proliferated short-range infrared system based on the French Crowtail. Though relatively old by SAM standards, it was first fielded in the early 1980s, the HQ-7's simplicity, mobility, and lethality have contributed to a long and ongoing service life in the PLAA. HQ-7 interceptors are deployed on mobile trucks, at fixed sites, and on ships. A battery consists of a short-range search radar and 3 launchers, each with either 4 or 8 ready missiles. Launchers can be cued by the radar or engage targets visually. The interceptor's slant range is roughly 8 kilometers against a fast-moving target and up to 15 kilometers against a slower target. The HQ-7 is typically the primary missile system of the Medium Combined Arms Brigade, with 1 or 2 batteries worth of equipment organic to that organization. Other batteries are employed in static defense roles of critical assets. The HQ-7 is employed by both the PLAA as a mobile SAM platform and by the PLAF as a lower-tier system. Medium-range missile systems. The HQ-16, HQ-16A, is a highly modified variant of the Russian 9K-37 Buk. The HQ-16 combines a modernized semi-active radar homing interceptor with a mobile tactical six-wheel drive truck. Its interceptor was originally procured as a naval system, then adapted to land operations once its potential was recognized. A battery consists of a command post, 2 multi-mode, surveillance-slash-tracking-slash-illumination radars, and 4 to 6 TELs, each with 6 ready missiles. The HQ-16 found a useful home within the PLAA. Its mobility makes it difficult to target when part of joint suppression of enemy air defenses, and its range slash lethality occupy the space between the HQ-6, HQ-7, and the HQ-9. The HQ-16 is used primarily as a point defense system for critical assets, especially those vulnerable to attack by cruise missiles. Its interceptors are relatively simple and inexpensive, making it an attractive option for wide proliferation. The original interceptor's slant range was around 40 kilometers. This has been extended past 70 kilometers in the newest HQ-16B, HQ-16C variants. The PLAA operates the HQ-16, but it likely integrates it fully into theater IADs along with the long-range PLAF SAM systems. The HQ-17 is a reverse-engineered copy of the Russian 9K331 TOR M1 SAM system. The HQ-17 marries a simple command-guided interceptor with a robust tracked chassis and a powerful electronically scanned radar array, creating a mobile and protected medium-range SAM system. HQ-17s are primarily housed within heavy combined arms brigades, providing a uniquely lethal and long-range air defense capability within the Combined Arms Brigade's Air Defense Battalion. HQ-17 batteries consist of a medium-range radar and four launchers, each with 8 ready missiles. Though it uses an older command guidance system, the HQ-17's accuracy and lethality are thought to be excellent. Some analysts claim that the HQ-17 is capable of challenging targets such as cruise missiles and precision munitions. Its slant range is quoted as anywhere between 12 kilometers and 20 kilometers. The detection range of the radar is past 30 kilometers. Long-range missile systems. The HQ-2, HQ-2A, HQ-2B is an evolved version of the aging Soviet S-75 SA-2, one of the earliest effective SAMs. Modernized HQ-2 batteries employ a multi-mission radar instead of the numerous single-purpose radars of earlier versions, but the command-guided interceptor remains largely unchanged. The slant range of PLAF HQ-2 interceptors is roughly 45 kilometers. The HQ-2 lacks the maneuverability and precision of more modern systems, but its speed and range still pose a threat to larger, less maneuverable aircraft. It is likely that the large numbers of HQ-2 systems still in use are envisioned as deception or decoy platforms, forcing the enemy to alter plans or expend expensive and rare joint suppression of enemy air defense resources to defeat or neutralize obsolete, inexpensive equipment. Each HQ-2 battery includes a multi-mission radar and up to 6 launchers, each with 1 ready missile. The HQ-12, HQ-22, was originally intended as an incremental improvement to the HQ-2, but due to a lengthy development timeline, it entered service at about the same time as the next generation of SAM systems. It employs a semi-active radar homing interceptor and a multi-mission phased array sensor. It is truck-mounted and significantly more mobile than the HQ-2, though not sufficiently so to support maneuver forces. Initial variants had a slant range of around 70 kilometers. The newer HQ-22 pushes this out to around 170 kilometers. An HQ-12 HQ-22 battery consists of a multi-mission radar and 4 launchers, each with 2 ready missiles. While the HQ-12 HQ-22 does not have performance comparable to that of the HQ-9 and newer SAM systems, it is far less expensive, and it is used to reinforce more advanced SAM deployments with adequate less expensive interceptors and radars. The HQ-9, HQ-15, HQ-18 is a family of long-range SAM systems based around the Russian S-300. Beginning with the HQ-9, these systems represent one of the largest and highest-profile military programs in Chinese history, helping to form the backbone of the PLA's anti-access and area denial strategy. The S-300 was built using a system of systems concept, enabling a battery or battalion to employ a mixture of radars and interceptors to meet operational needs. The PLA began development of the HQ-9, a reverse-engineered S-300, after carefully observing the devastating effects of Allied air power during Operation Desert Storm. The HQ-9 was specifically designed to deny large areas of airspace to fourth-generation Western aircraft through a combination of advanced sensors, large long-range interceptors, and modernized electronic countermeasures. While initial variants lacked the kinematic performance of contemporary Russian and U.S. SAM systems, periodic upgrades dramatically improved both the speed and maneuverability of interceptors. The HQ-15 was the first major modernization, adding an anti-ballistic missile capability and extending both detection and engagement ranges past 200 kilometers. The HQ-18 was the second major upgrade, adding a new pair of high-performance interceptors along with a larger, more powerful radar. The HQ-18's interceptor ranges are shorter, but its performance against the most challenging targets, ballistic and cruise missiles, other precision-guided munitions, and maneuvering aircraft, is likely superior to the HQ-15. An HQ-9, HQ-15, HQ-18 battery typically consists of a long-range search radar, a powerful tracking radar, and up to 8 TELs, each with 4 ready interceptors. Interceptors and radars can be mixed to a certain extent, either within a battalion or even within a battery. China recently purchased several S-400 systems from Russia. If the country follows its previous practices, these systems will be used to develop reverse-engineered upgrades to existing systems. All HQ-9, HQ-15, HQ-18 systems are integrated into theater IADs. Air defense capabilities and limitations. Chinese air defense capabilities are comprehensive and numerous, mixing mobile, short-range systems under the control of the PLAA with powerful modernized long-range systems operated by the PLAF. Maneuver units will typically not operate without at least local SHORAD systems in support. MANPADs are widely distributed throughout PLAA formations of all types, and they are also employed by militia and reserve units throughout rear areas. This creates a tiered and layered air defense capability using the combined arms effect of multiple systems to offset the vulnerabilities of one system with the strengths of another. Long-range and many medium-range systems operate as part of the theater IADs. This integration amplifies the effectiveness of individual batteries by enabling them to participate in data sharing and centralized fire control. It is not known how effectively hardened the Chinese IADs communications network is, but it is likely among the highest priority network systems in the PLA. Lower echelon units may also have the capability to participate in a wider air defense network construct, but they are not dependent on it. Battalions and batteries operate in a decentralized fashion, employing localized networks that integrate sensors and shooters at tactical echelons. This enables even the smallest units, such as a MANPAD's team, to receive data and fire control support from their higher echelon headquarters. The PLAA's continued interest in gun-based systems is unique among the world's advanced militaries. No other modern army employs such a density of gun systems. While guns have significant limitations in range and accuracy as compared to missiles, their simplicity, versatility, and capability against low-altitude air threats validate the continued PLAA investment. Indeed, several other militaries, the U.S. among them, are revisiting heavy anti-aircraft guns decades after abandoning them, as offsets to unmanned aircraft and attack helicopters.